We're talking with the president and CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor, our guest in the cafe this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
You and I have talked before, and you came to Greenville what year?
I moved here in 2005, right towards the end of 2005.
And you came here because of Hurricane Katrina.
I moved here from New Orleans, yes. Yeah, I'm not from New Orleans. I'm from Texas, but yes.
Well, so that's a story unto itself. But so for those of us who have lived in this area almost all our lives, you still seem like someone who's relatively new to the area, but you've come a long way and achieved a lot since that time. But you have then perhaps a different perspective on things than someone who had been here for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. And you and I have talked before about the need to find a way to bring life back to the north side of Greenville, which
has been
kind of moribund for not just in recent times, but for quite some time. And you have a lot of interest.
I do.
In that.
I was a sales rep when I lived in New Orleans and traveled all over Louisiana, Mississippi, and kind of saw lots of little towns with dynamic downtowns and dying downtowns both. When I came to Greenville, I noticed Greenville had a huge downtown. So any of these other small towns around us, such as McKinney or Sulphur Springs, some of the things that they've been able to do is because it's not doesn't encompass as much square footage and as much square mileage or square footage as some of the smaller towns.
So. That's an interesting point, and I had not thought of that before. So Greenville is larger in area than, say, Sulphur Springs.
I think I've counted 33 square blocks where there's actually activity going on, business activity, if you look at it on a map.
Wow. But then the residential area to the north is not in good shape.
And, right, and especially the infrastructure. There's little pockets of nice
right.
houses
yes.
and people keep up houses and things.
Yes,
but,
they do.
But the sidewalks and even the telephone poles and streets, asphalt and all kinds of stuff has deteriorated or become shoddy. My idea of revitalizing our downtown Greenville is that you have to have healthy surrounding neighborhoods in a downtown for a downtown to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed when McKinney was going through their downtown revival, which did come on the heels of everything else around it blasting off first. So there was a time when downtown McKinney was not. It was just an old deteriorated downtown.
I can imagine.
The downtown area, the neighborhood around downtown McKinney was pretty much the last to kind of come back. And if we were to realize that if we could get five, six, eight blocks of that neighborhood going just north of Lee Street there by renovating the infrastructure and kind of enticing developers to come in there and build some newer homes that look, period and so forth,
mm-hmm.
We might be able to launch downtown into a healthy aspect faster.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Byron Taylor, president and CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. And of course, downtown Greenville has made a remarkable comeback already as it is, but there's more to do. There's certainly more improvement that yet could be made.
And downtown Greenville still closes at night. I was down there for a rally around Greenville at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was the last guy out of there. And I actually took some photos because there wasn't a single car on Lee Street, but at least it was 3 o'clock in the morning and not 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's pretty late. Your expectation level there may be a little high, Byron, but I know what you mean. But I will say this, there's a lot more cars down there at night, especially on the weekend now than there were 10 years ago.
Sure.
Sure. But what you're saying is to make that even more, give more momentum to that, to bring that residential area north of downtown back also. Yeah.
Sure, and I was also part of Grand Park.
Yep.
I remember when Grand Park needed some attention, and we have some events over there to kind of draw attention to the fact that it needed some attention. And the city was able to get a million-dollar grant.
Mm-hmm.
It was if the city spent $500,000, there was the grant that matched the $500,000, and they kind of launched that park into being useful again.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of the neighborhood is in between that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could just start filling in some gaps in there, it'd bring a whole lot of living back.
So you mentioned infrastructure. Streets, sidewalks, things of that nature that need attention. And correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that there's even things underground that need work.
Oh, I don't
sewer
no
lines,
doubt.
Water lines.
No doubt. So how do you make that happen?
I personally think that we should focus on a, I don't know, 5-block wide, 8-block deep area where we kind of focus and zone in on those needs and work with a developer maybe that could build 5-10 homes. So we agree to do the sidewalk. If he agrees to build the houses, then we agree to build the sidewalks around it and kind of lift up the infrastructure around it. Maybe put in some lighting or street lamps or some things and kind of create a zone where people want to be near. And then that might launch the rest of the neighborhood to
jumpstart the development of that area. Have you talked with city council folks about it? Or?
For years.
Have you? You're still kindling that fire.
That's right.
Just keep throwing that kindling on the fire and hopefully it will catch.
One day it'll be somebody else's idea and I'll think it's great.
But so never lose hope.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. So it's good that somebody with the chamber is promoting that, because I don't know that that's always been the case. So let us all hope that finally does catch fire and move ahead. Byron, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Byron Taylor, President and CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.